Hi everyone, I'm your host Catherine Valsey and welcome to Unpack with Kat. Oh my goodness, I miss saying that. I've missed you all so much. I just want to start out by saying that I didn't by any means abandon y'all. If you've been here before, you might notice the name change, and I'm praying a lot of you all saw my TikTok videos and my Instagram stories where I explained everything. If you didn't see any of those, I just want to let you know that my podcast was taken down because someone trademarked the name of my original name, which was Chat with Kat. And so it's been a very long 2 months going back and forth with each and every platform trying to get it back up. As you all know, or you may not know, this is my favorite creation of all time that I've ever done. So for it to just be snatched from me was incredibly painful. Like, I think I was like crying in the video, but many of you sent me so much love, so much support, so much encouragement, and I will never, ever forget that. Thank you all so much. In 2023, I'm definitely going to be taking measures to protect this space so it doesn't happen again. And I also want to mention that I did take a slight hit to the podcast because it wasn't available on platforms for quite some time. So if you have enjoyed previous episodes and you love it here, don't hesitate to leave a good review, share it with your friends, whatever you feel comfortable with. I'm definitely not numbers focused. I feel like I've made that pretty clear, but the podcast was growing so much. It was doing so well. And so that entire situation definitely, you know, it hit it a little bit, but those of you that are still here, I'm so grateful. And like I said in one of my videos, I was like, the name is not what makes this podcast. Like, you can take the name and this podcast is still going to hold its own. This podcast is so much more than the name. Like, Chat with Kat was just something to 19-year-old me. I was just like, okay, that sounds good, and made it the name. And so, like, I love Unpack with Kat. I love this new title and I hope you all love it too. I think this podcast, it's the energy, it's the information, it's just the community, like the name, like you're not stopping much. But with all that being said, usually in the beginning of my episodes, I don't have a lot of fluff, but I feel like it's been a while. I feel like we need to catch up. I'm really, really hoping everyone's doing well. And if you're struggling right now, I'm sending you so much love. And I'm also hoping that parts of this episode will be uplifting and encouraging. I'm like, fingers crossed. I want to catch you all up a little bit on me too. Like, I'm actually finishing my last full semester of my undergraduate degree. I'm over the moon. I just have my final exams next week, so I'm really, 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 really excited to finally have a breather. Next semester, I'm just doing this like 3-credit project, so I'm not considered a full-time student. I won't have to go on campus. I'll be walking for my diploma in May. But it really gives me some time to grow this space, grow my videos, relax a little bit. Like, my entire life so far has been constant academia. And this will be the first time in a long time where I get a breather. And I'm so grateful for that. I've already been drafting topics for 2023. I pretty much got January mapped out. And I would love if you all could either DM me on Instagram topics you want to hear or email them to me. I've always said this, but I view this as a collaborative space. So like, I'm always open to feedback, always want to know what you all might want to hear. And yeah, I'm looking forward to this episode in particular. I think it's very timely. I'm hoping you all enjoy it as much as I do. And before we begin, as always, I'd like to remind you all to take care of yourselves while you're listening to this, whatever your body is calling for, whether it's a drink, something to eat, some movement, sitting down, relaxing, eyes closed. I hope you listen to whatever your body is calling. And without further ado, let's get into this episode. So we've all made it to December, which is the last chapter of this year. And honestly, that sentence alone is something to be proud of. Like, making it to the end of a year is a huge accomplishment. And it's something that I just kind of take for granted. Like, yeah, I made it to the end of the year, but no, that's huge. So I'm proud of everyone for making it to the end of the year. And in my eyes, the end of a season is truly the perfect time to receive some gentle reminders. But just like all of my episodes, you can take what resonates and leave what doesn't. I really do recognize that I'm speaking to an audience filled with unique people in different seasons of their life, so not everything will apply to absolutely everyone, and that's okay, but I am hoping that I hit the mark for a lot of you in this episode. The first reminder is that often as we're closing out a chapter and coming to the end of a season, we begin to reflect on our actions, our growth, and the season as a whole. And while doing so, it can be easy to focus on what went wrong, what we didn't accomplish that we set out to. And I'm here to remind you that there won't be a single year of your life that doesn't come with the hardship and mistakes that you made and decisions that you regret and people that you regret and pain. I mean, there are 365 days in a year. There will never be a year where something doesn't go as planned. So my advice to you is that it's important to love yourself through all of it. Like with the podcast situation, I had to remind myself that it's okay for me to make a mistake, that I can make a mistake, that I will continue to make mistakes. But the question is, can I love myself in the midst of that? Can I love myself in the aftermath of that? Can I love myself even if December comes around and it's not looking the way I wanted it to? Can I still extend grace to myself? Can I still extend kindness? Can I still give myself a soft place to land? I really encourage everybody to ask yourself the same questions because we can't control everything, but we can control that. And another reminder is that as easy as it is to complain, try to bring it to a minimum because what you give energy to has power. What you constantly focus on and speak about has power. I really had many moments this year that I could sit and complain about, and those feelings are valid. They are. Like, yes, Kat, that was frustrating. That did hurt. That was annoying. But the issue is the intensity and length in which I carry out those complaints. Because with every complaint, there's something beautiful that happened. There's moments that make me emotional just thinking about because they were that beautiful. The most mundane moments held so much beauty, so much joy. And so when I think about what I want in my life moving forward, I would rather focus on those moments and create more of the moments that I do want. So a healthy release is necessary. A healthy reflection is necessary. Healthy self-accountability is necessary. But are you ruminating on it? Do you know what I mean? I encourage you all to listen to the episode I did on forgiving yourself because I think self-forgiveness at the end of each season is a necessary and beautiful thing to do. It's the best gift you could give yourself. I think that many people can relate on being the hardest on yourself and holding guilt, holding shame. Stepping into a new season calls for the release of that. The mental beat up session has to cease when you're moving forward. My next reminder is a reminder you may hear often, but that's because it's so important. In order to make room for more in a new season, you need to let go of what is no longer serving you in this current season. And the best way to get clear on what no longer serves you is to listen to how your body responds to it. And this applies to literally every category of your life, your clothing, pictures, text messages, furniture, decor, scents, people, environments, activities, you name it. Like, how does your body respond? Do you feel fulfilled, energized, inspired, safe, joy, or do you feel the opposite? You need to listen and then act accordingly. Like, I personally know I've got a lot to let go of in this season, and I know so because my body tells me every single time, like literally, I've got a pile of clothes that I need to let go of. There's some piles of items that I need to let go of. I've got so many pictures in this phone that I need to clear out. I've got some products that go untouched. I mean, to me, the items that collect dust are usually an indicator as well, but y'all get what I'm getting at. Give what's to come the space to enter by making room. And the perfect time to make room is now as you're closing it out. But if you don't have the energy to now, it's perfectly okay to do it as the season starts as well. The next reminder is that you should allow your intuition to be your guide when you're creating a vision for this new year. And I say that because for me, the increased access I have into the minds of others and the goals of others can be beautiful in the way that it inspires and motivates me, but it can be detrimental mental because sometimes I can take their vision as my own. Like my intuition might be calling for stillness, yet I see something that tells me to hit the ground running in 2023. And so that's what I'm setting out to do instead. But I'm here to remind you that this is your story. You are the writer. You are the driver. So what is your intuition telling you? What is your path calling for? Everyone is unique. I've had years where I was so ready to grow and change. I've had years where I was focused on maintenance and just, you know, keep on doing what I'm doing. And last year, I was so beat up from the last few months of 2021 that I truly just needed stillness. I just needed safety. I needed to breathe and I needed to slow down. And I remember I didn't start the year off fast by any means. This year around, though, my body is not as exhausted. I'm feeling quite energized and quite motivated to really make something shake. But I say all that to say that each year there is a constant present. I'm listening to my intuition. My vision never has anything to do with anyone else's. And so it's important to always check in and ask yourself, is this vision in alignment with what I need, or is this vision just in alignment with what I'm seeing? There's a very, very big difference, but it's easy to get it all jumbled. Really just check in with yourself and make sure that you are the sole, you know, driver and indicator, because at the end of the day, you know you best, you know your path. And because of that, we can't always take what someone else is saying and just expect it to work for us. So it's really important to just check in on what we're saying. This next reminder is the reminder I'm really excited about, and it's that a vision is never placed on your heart without a reason. It is not a coincidence. It is not a mistake. It is very intentional. And so if you do anything in this new year, it's to walk, act, and speak with full understanding of that, in spite of what your current circumstances may look like. And I don't know what's been placed on your heart. It could be a new location. It could be a lifestyle. It could be a job. It could be a new school. It could be a friendship group. It could be a romantic relationship. It could be a creative project, a platform, a business, maybe a home. It could be anything. I don't know what's on your heart, but what I do know is how easily doubt can creep in when things aren't looking like the vision. I do know how easily that can discourage somebody. I do know how easily that can frustrate somebody. And so I'm here to tell you to keep going. There's room for you and it's yours. Keep going. Like, I had a vision of doing videos for a very long time. I had a vision of having a podcast in 2019. I had a vision of the room decor I have now. I had a vision of the trips I just took over summer. I had a vision of the work that I do now. I had those visions when I had nothing in my environment that agreed with those visions. And I say it every time, I feel like, but I was working for $11.25 an hour. My room just had a twin-sized bed and a desk. That was it, literally. And no one really knew who I was online. So trust me when I say I get it. And because I get it, that's why I think it's so important to remind those who may need it that you were the person for the job. It's not by coincidence. And fulfilling the vision to me, it requires faith and consistency. Which leads me to my next reminder. Keeping the promises you make to yourself is self-love in its highest form. For a long time, I struggled with making myself a promise and not following through. And I realized that, yeah, in the moment, it wouldn't feel like a huge deal because, well, it usually wasn't. It was over something small. But over time, my words stopped holding any weight. And that is a big deal. It's like my mind knew how much I would back out of something. So when I wrote something down, like tomorrow I'm gonna take a walk, it was like my whole body was like, yeah, right, Kat. And so if nothing I say holds weight to myself, I honestly lose respect for myself. So for me, because self-respect is important to me, keeping the promises I make is a very high priority. And with that being said, it also became important for me to understand why I would break the promises, why I wasn't following through, what was causing it. And more often than not, it was just fatigue. I was burnt out. I was doing too much. I was making too many promises. I had my cup dipped in too many places, too much dip on my chip. So now when it comes to making promises, I have to think intentionally. Like, let's not promise to do 10 things tomorrow when you don't have the capacity for it. Let's decrease the size and the intensity of the promises so that they are more doable, and let's work in increments towards the bigger promises that you were starting off with. And I found that doing this has really, really, really helped me not back out, because it's not as big and it's not as scary and it's not as heavy as it felt before. And my motto always, like forever and always will be, is consistency in a smaller task is better than only completing the bigger task every, you know, once in a blue moon. So all in all, I encourage everyone to analyze your personal capacity when you're making goals. Analyze your energy levels. Analyze what's already on your plate. Analyze what makes sense. So when you are writing these promises or verbalizing these promises for the new year, it's coming from a thoughtful place. And that overall just helps create more ease with progression. So all in all, I really hope you all are getting what I'm trying to put down in this episode. Like, I feel like all of my episodes have this same constant underlying tone of, you know, being soft with yourself, being gentle, being kind, extending grace. And I have that underlying constant tone because I think it's a necessary constant reminder. I think that when I'm speaking to people that have grown up without receiving that constantly, I think as we're stepping into young adulthood, or if you're already like in adulthood, or if you're, you know, into your adolescent years, whatever it may be, relearning that constant need for that is important. Like what I talked about the mistake section earlier, I think the reason why I get so frustrated with myself when I make a small mistake is because there wasn't much room for making mistakes. Like let's say as a kid, I spilled something, or I took something over, I broke something. I wasn't met with that kindness when I did it. So that's why that's a huge component to all my episodes. I think it's necessary to have that constantness, but there's also that balance with what I'm saying about like keeping the promise and, you know, having that gentle self-accountability. Like you can't be so soft on yourself so easy that you never like look in the mirror and say, okay, you messed up. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to find that nice solid balance in between the two. But overall, like this message, you know, when we're coming to the end of the year and end of the season, I do think that reflection and that making a vision is powerful. I think most people, when they end the year and they're like, wow, like this was an amazing year, usually it started with that vision. Usually it starts from a place of imagining. And so I think carving out some time for yourself in the next few weeks or next few days, you know, whatever feels good to you to do some of the things that I talked about in this will be really beneficial. That's my whole goal, is just like growing together. And like I said, I'm very excited for January's episodes. I have some topics that I've never touched on before really in depth, and a few people have asked about them before as well. I'm just ecstatic, cried so much when I realized that my podcast was finally like back live, and I made sure to cry a bunch so I didn't come on the mic and cry, but I'm really, 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 really happy to be back speaking with you all. And like I always say, I'm really hoping that this episode can apply to everyone's real life. I'm hoping that there are so many aspects of this episode that resonated with those of you listening. I'm hoping just so much, or even that you just enjoyed listening and taking a break and just, you know, talking. I'm good with that too. I just hope you enjoyed it. And if you feel like there's someone who could benefit from listening to this episode or might enjoy this, don't hesitate to share it with them. I always appreciate hearing you all's feedback. I always appreciate when you guys post on your story and things like that. Everything, I just, genuinely appreciate from the bottom of my heart. And I always used to say, you all deserve the world. I'm hoping that 2023 is everything and more for everyone listening. And if this has been a tough year, I am just showering you in loves and hugs virtually. But I enjoyed recording this. I'm looking forward to what's to come. And I appreciate you all's patience with me on this matter. I did not see it coming. It came out of left swing for me and it was really tough. But I appreciate those of you that are here listening even after that and just help support me through it. Again, thank you so much. I will see you all next year. I'm thinking that there might be another episode before the year ends, but I think this is a good place to hit pause for 2022 and then, you know, get into it as January comes around. If I don't speak with you all until January, I hope you all enjoy these next few weeks. I hope that many of you get some time off, some time to relax, some time to slow down. I've always said that nature is in hibernation right now, okay? It is cold, everything is slowed down. It's the perfect time to just breathe, release, and just rest, okay? That is always my message in winter. I'm sorry. It'll always be my message. So I hope that everyone gets some time for that in the upcoming weeks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you in the next episode.